Well, Lee, just that was me in there crawling around on the floor trying to get my setup working again in my studio. No access to audio, no access to show prep.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic broadcasting this way. I gotta love it
when a plan comes together.
Yeah, really. Just do a show with no show prep. But anyway, the storm, I guess, is the show prep. Texter writes, "Welp, power is out in Grover, North Carolina. I'm on Duke Energy." You know what we're hearing is just everywhere. The amount of trees down is really shocking.
Yeah, this this is just stunning. Excuse me, stunning. Roger Davis called me texted me earlier this morning, and you know, said he had no internet access. He had trees down in the area. He lives out in a rural area, sort of like I do. All of our folks are dealing with trees down in the area. Stacy Bartrow did make it in, so she'll be up here at 10 o'clock, by the way, Tim. So we'll have somebody else in the newsroom here. So but all of our staff are having issues this morning, either with power out, internet out, trees down the roadway. I've already been texted by my wife knowing that I'm going to have multiple trees down in our backyard. That's going to be an issue. Apparently our backyard fence destroyed again. Going to have to start walking the dogs again, I guess.
That's a pain.
Oh yeah, please. Yeah. So anyway, but there are issues everywhere. And Stacy was telling me on her way in, issues on 385, cars that are broke down in the middle of the road, trees down in the roadway. And this is widespread. I mean, literally all over the upstate, and I'm sure all over parts of North Carolina and Georgia. And of course, we had the images from Fox News showing the flooding. I mean, like feet of water in the roadway in Georgia. One of their meteorologists actually stopping his broadcast and rescuing a woman out of her car that was trapped in the roadway there in Atlanta. So there's going to be stories about this for a while. This is going to be the, I survived Helene t-shirts. They're probably already marketing them somewhere.
I know. And people on the text line texting in just about what's going on and where they are. There was a guy who just texted from the Brentwood neighborhood of Simpsonville, Lee. He says three houses are destroyed.
Yeah, I'm not
from
surprised.
Trees in that neighborhood.
That's going to be one of probably hundreds, if not thousands, across the area.
Yeah, and I just talked to former producer Chris on this show. He's a engineer here now, and he couldn't leave his home because there's a tree down across his cul-de-sac. So in his neighborhood, we'll see. Texter writes, "Hey Tara, later today from the left. See, if you just pass the Green New Deal, all these hurricanes will go away."
Oh yeah, that'll be the I already heard Roy Cooper earlier saying, well, we all know that climate change is causing this.
Come on.
So
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, I wish that the news media would treat him like they do with anything Trump says, saying this without any complete evidence, without, and listen, there's certainly changes to the climate. Is this a result of human activity? I still say that you can't definitively say that. Now, that's not to say that at some point we should try to make things as clean as possible, but still, to say this, oh, this is all climate change. No, this isn't all climate change. This is what happens in this area of the world. We get hurricanes.
Yeah, if humans are even...
Were they here or not? Messages. Yes.
Yeah, I had Tony Dale, who's a former meteorologist on the show, and he was like, look, everything you're seeing is actually sunspot activity right now. And that powers the weather more than just about anything else. And he was explaining how, and it's absolutely fascinating. Texter writes, on the brighter side, lots of free firewood.
I was just thinking that. There's going to be plenty of firewood this year.
Yes. So you just got to dry it out, though, but you got plenty of time before it gets cold. Texter writes, trees down everywhere in Simpsonville. Been driving around on Woodruff Road now looking for breakfast. Half of Woodruff had power. Okay, that's good. Yeah, it looks like the rain is really... It looks like it's not raining much out there. I'm just looking out the window at this point.
Well, yeah, I think there's still some light drizzle in our area here at Woodruff and Garlington. And once again, like I said, the power's back on our side of the roadway. I can't tell across the road now if they've got power on the other side of Woodruff Road here. But that things do seem to be improving as far as that's concerned. But slowly, and it's not going to be fast enough for those who are still without power. And it does look like the rain is subsiding somewhat. On the backside, but you have to remember that it's a circular system, and so there's going to be other areas now that'll be coming up from, I guess, the southwest as the system moves through, and then we'll get that change in the direction of the wind pattern, and could see some more precipitation.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see. Especially going to be interesting. You know, it's so funny. You're just looking at Crystal River, Florida right now on Fox News. The river now extends into the street and into the neighborhoods. But you know what? It's nice and sunny. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. And it's interesting looking at this radar image that I've got of the precipitation. If you look at what appears to be the center of the storm, we were all being told it was going to go toward Atlanta and go to the west. This thing is moving to the east toward Charlotte. I mean, the center of the storm now looks to be somewhere around the Anderson area, just north of, north and west of Anderson, and headed toward Asheville.
Okay, so still headed toward Asheville
That is, if you know what, I mean, I'm just telling you what I'm seeing as a non-meteorologist.
Right.
What looks to be the center of the circulation of the storm, and that's considered to be the eye of what's left of it, and it appears to be moving toward Asheville.
Yeah, and they changed the severe flood warning. It was till 3:45 today. Now they've backed it up to 2 today, as you pointed out. Even if it stops raining here, it'd still be raining to the north, and that's why they'll have that. So just be aware of that. If you know, it's easy to think, hey, there's not rain anymore, much rain anymore, I can go out. But no, the severe flood warning is still in place till 2 p.m. for the upstate. So,
and please be patient and prayerful of the utility workers, because they're going to be working in some very dangerous situations now. And my power's out. I know it may be a while before I get it back. If I get it back today, I'll be happy. There's so much widespread scattered damage. It's not just a main transformer necessarily. It may be, you know, individual lines to individual communities and neighborhoods. And so these power crews are going to be working as hard as they can, as quickly and as safely as they can. But they've got a very tough job ahead of them, and they do very good work.
They do. And that's the other danger thing, too, to emphasize, because I'm hearing about so many down power lines.
Yeah.
And when they're down, they are really, really dangerous. So you just want to be careful of that. Walk, you know, if you want to go walk in your neighborhood, take the kids because you got nothing else to do, and go see what's going on. Beware of down power lines.
Don't
they'll kill you.
Anywhere near it. I mean, even if you think the power's off, it may not be.
It may not be. Texture rates, where'd it go? Here it is. We just got a text saying possible multi-day power outage, trees down in my front and backyards. That's in the Five Forks area. Now the texter says Garlington is the only section of Woodruff with power. Well, yes, we called the powers that be and demanded it stay on.
Well,
I'm kidding. We don't have that kind of sway. We should, though, since we're broadcast, but we don't. Texter writes, a big oak tree missed our house by inches. God was looking out for us.
Amen to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Would have hit our bedroom where my wife and I were the hour before. Texter writes, out here in North Greenville County, trees down everywhere, some entangled in the power lines from Highway 101 and back through Highway 357 and Mount Lebanon Church Road. Okay, noted. Texter writes, I-385 South is closed past Harrison Bridge Road.
Right.
Okay. And trees down on Fontana Drive, Greenville, water all over the road from the creek.
And I-26 toward Columbia, there's several. It looks like north and southbound, or east and west, technically, as it's supposed to be for that interstate. Some miles-long backups in that area. So you're not getting to Columbia this morning. And they're not getting here.
Texter writes, using that natural air conditioner now.
Yeah.
And finally, Texter writes, hey, Tara, at least they blame climate change and not Trump.
And I'm also looking at least the source I'm looking at here is showing 85 southbound from Anderson around the Clemson Boulevard exit 19, or all the way down to just about the Georgia state line is blocked, both north and southbound.
Wow.
Now, and that's a lot of trees in that area, too. So that could be, I'm not saying it is, that could be the issue, because that's a heavily wooded area in Anderson County. Once you get past Clemson Boulevard over toward Lake Hartwell and start headed toward Georgia, there's a lot of trees by the roadway. So that could be the issue there. Same thing for I-26 between here and Columbia.
Well, keep it tuned right here, as this listener is Lee. Tara, thanks for telling us what's going on. Shelby area hit hard, and you're the news we're getting at this time. So says Rick in Falston. Thanks for listening, Rick. We'll be right back. she feels like it to do her job at no other time because she doesn't have to. She doesn't answer to anybody. Never gotten a single national vote, not one, but is somehow running for president as the Democrats' nominee. Her Highness has finally, look, there she goes. El Paso, she's live on the ground. It's nice and sunny there. That's weird. Nice and sunny there. Yeah. There she is on the ground. Gonna visit the border. Why? Because her polling's so bad. Her polling's so bad. Folks, Megyn Kelly tweeted this. To all those on the left and in the media spitting barrels of ink on whether they're eating the pets in Springfield, anybody care about the fact that they're raping the children in Nantucket? Yes, the folks Her Highness allowed in here. Did you hear about Nantucket? 6 illegal immigrant sex offenders arrested there. 6! And that's just this week. And we're supposed to believe it's just no big deal. Sex offenders who don't speak English would be running around Nantucket like if we didn't let illegals in. Oh, wait, no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. Take a listen. This is just some of Her Highness's work.
Many of you are seeing first reports of violent crime at the hands of illegal immigrants on your local news programs, and then it becomes bigger after that. That's because with more than 10 million people that we can account for, that's not including the gotaways and so on and so forth, who have come across our southern border under the Biden-Harris leadership, this type of crime could happen anywhere across the country. Wealthy neighborhoods now are no exception. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, just arrested 4 illegal immigrants on the wealthy island of Nantucket, all in just 48 hours. The suspects are charged with raping or sexually assaulting children or adults on the island. Over the last month, the feds also arrested 2 additional illegal immigrants in Massachusetts. One on Martha's Vineyard, who was charged with raping a minor. Another arrested near Boston was convicted of having child sexual abuse material. Former acting ICE director Tom Homan.
There's no vetting process. They say they vet these people, but American people need to know. We don't have access to other countries' criminal databases. We don't know who they are or what criminal record they are. They come from El Salvador, Guatemala, or Venezuela. We don't have access to that information. So we take your fingerprints and run them. We're running them against our databases. So vetting process is terrible, and that's why we keep seeing these criminals coming to our attention that were released by this administration.
By the way, that's up to 6 arrested in Nantucket. Now, that was 4 when I recorded that audio. So we'll keep our eye on it. Meanwhile, Her Highness continues to fly the future voters into the United States of America. We'll have more on that and so much more coming up next. For you and power, wherever you are in the upstate, still a tremendous amount of people without power. In fact, more in the upstate without power than with. We'll keep you updated on that. A lot of down power lines out there, too. We're seeing that. Trees down all over the place. A lot of people texting me, they're having trouble. They want to get home or they want to get to work and they can't because they keep trying alternative routes and it's not working to get there. Texture writes, this would be a great time to own a food truck. Texture writes, my son just told me he was the first on scene in Clinton to a tree on car with a person inside. The person did not survive. Oh, that's terrible. Texture rates, Tira, traffic. Oh, really? Okay. Traffic is just getting worse around town. You won't believe how many people are out driving, and it's only getting worse with trees down and roads blocked. Just watched one fall on Lawrence Road. Another texture rates. Tree fell on an outhouse. Can Ben Franklin fix this? I don't know. Thinking that's more of a Ron's Total Home Services if it's an outhouse, but... I don't know. It sounds pretty manual to me, but we'll see. Texture rates, hey Tira, there are power lines that have fallen across 385 northbound and southbound, and it shut down because of it at West Georgia Road. Okay, whew, what a mess! Just drove from Piedmont to GHS. Tree is across Highway 86, close to 85. I-85 is closed. Between 25 and the hospital. Another texter writes, they just shut down. Yeah, okay, that's where we stopped. 385 northbound at West Georgia. Texter writes, the Waze app is really helping me get from GSP Airport to home in Liberty on Highway 78. Okay, that's an option if you get that to work. And there. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Meanwhile, Vladimir Zelensky was in Pennsylvania campaigning for Joe and Kamala. The kind, by the way, you know, they impeached Trump for that. But it's okay, cool, as long as it's them. Anyway, he was visiting an ammo factory, essentially to make the argument, he didn't put it explicitly, that World War III would be highly profitable for the swing state of Pennsylvania. Assuming one of the nukes doesn't hit them in retaliation and it hits somewhere else, everything would be great. Anyway, this is the madness we live in. It really is. So Kamala Harris does a joint press conference with Zelensky where she doesn't take questions and then runs from the media. Here's how that sounded.
Zelensky met with President Biden and Vice President Harris yesterday, and Biden announced another $8 billion in aid for Ukraine. And after Zelensky and VP Harris spoke to the press, Harris quickly bolted out of the room, ignoring reporters.
Thanks to you, Madam Vice President. Slava Ukraini.
Thank you.
Based upon the optics, that does not look very presidential to me.
Kamala Harris will never, ever hold a press conference or take questions from somebody she doesn't know is a staunch supporter of hers. You'll see the Giants in the playoffs before you see Kamala Harris give a press conference, because...
And that was reporters shouting questions at her. They didn't get anywhere. Her Highness does not take questions from the serfs. Never happened. Folks, did you see the headline in the UK Daily Mail? The whole world is laughing at this ridiculous woman. Only the U.S. media and the Democrat Party has no idea how ridiculous she is. But then that's one big feedback loop. Headline, UK Daily Mail. Can you imagine what a Harris presidency would be like? If it's just one day worth of headlines, listen to this. Kamala Harris is stumped. This is what they wrote is their headline. Kamala Harris is stumped by question about crucial part of her economic policy during MSNBC interview. That's their coverage. That's their coverage. Meanwhile, I mean, when you have Iranian hit squads running around the USA trying to assassinate a U.S. presidential candidate, I'm not over this, folks. I'm not going to get over it for a long time, because it shows you we have come to a homicidal point in this country where the Democrats in Iran are in lockstep on the need to kill Trump. They are. They're just doing it in different ways. Iran overtly and the Democrat Party covertly. Our agencies covertly. When you have Iranian hit squads running around the USA trying to assassinate U.S. presidential candidates, then you have created an open border from hell. You have. This is an open border from hell, is the only way to put it. I was sitting there in the other studio broadcasting because this one was down, and I was just getting angrier and angrier and angrier because they had that Chiron flashing on Fox repeating over and over and over again that he had to cancel his Wisconsin rally because of a shortage of Secret Service. While he was canceling that rally and getting that information from the Secret Service this week, at that very moment, they were literally providing Secret Service protection to the Iranian president who was in New York to speak to the UN. Why he was not arrested the second he stepped foot on our soil, I have no idea. But do you know how weak and stupid we look? But what was going on X is people are sharing photos of him. He's got this very large complement of Secret Service protecting him, while they're telling Trump he's got to shut down his outdoor rally in Wisconsin because they don't have enough staff to protect him from the people the Iranian president sent to kill him. Can you even, I mean, just try to put that through your mind for a minute. And I said this earlier, you start thinking about this, okay? If I'm the Iranian president and I'm trying to kill, a political candidate I don't like here in America, and I'm very openly doing it, right? Because keep in mind, the Ayatollah put the death threats and the list of who he planned to kill on his Twitter feed. They're not hiding it. Even released a fantasy video of Trump being assassinated on a golf course through a fence. It, look remarkably like the attempt from a couple of weeks ago. I mean, like shockingly so, which is weird because that video was from a few years ago. So they're mocking us with assassination videos. If you're the president of Iran, right, would you come to America right now? They're trying to kill a major political candidate. I mean, I wouldn't. I'd be afraid I'd be arrested, right? I wouldn't come to America. Well, think about it this way. Suppose you had, you know, you had assassinated Soleimani, or you were planning to assassinate Soleimani or an Iranian leader, right? Would you go to Iran? What would happen to you if you went to Iran? If Iran knew that you, the president of the United States of America, you were trying to kill an Iranian leader. You had an active assassination plot. In fact, they had already caught a couple of assassins. Would you go to Iran? Think they'd welcome you? Roll out the red carpet, provide you with Secret Service protection? No, you wouldn't go to Iran. You'd never leave. They'd hang you from a crane. Why are they here? Why are they here? You know what that meant? That meant the president of Iran had to call somebody, I don't know, at the White House, whatever, say, hey, listen, you know about that assassination plot? Yeah. Hey, I wanted to attend the UN meeting in New York. You're not going to arrest me if I come on American soil, are you? And he had to have been given assurances that he was cool. Otherwise, he wouldn't have come. I mean, it's just simple common human sense. Who in the White House, who in the White House staff, maybe back channels, I don't know, told him, hey, no, we're cool with you killing Trump. Nah, nah, it's cool. Hey, yeah, no, we'll even have Secret Service protection for you. Yeah, we pulled it off Trump. He's not going to be allowed to hold his Wisconsin rally. That's a swing state, you know. We can't have him out there talking to the voters. Yeah, no, come on to America. No, you're cool. No, we would never arrest you because I guarantee you they checked before he came. He wouldn't take the risk otherwise. And he was told it was cool to come while trying to kill Trump. This is, folks, this is civil war. That's what it is. This is civil war. It hasn't reached the point of shooting on the ground yet. Well, between anyone but the Iranian assassins and Trump, I suppose. But that's where we are. With the Democrats, they're mocking us with this. That's why they provided the Secret Service protection. They are sending a message as loud and clear as possible. It's not incompetence. It's deliberate. You can run against us all you want, but good luck surviving. Even if you win, I mean, what's your plan to make it alive to Inauguration Day? Yeah, because we'll still be in charge of the Secret Service. You going to make it to Inauguration Day? Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. We don't care. We don't care. In fact, we're more than happy to host the guy trying to kill you and give him the Secret Service protection. We're telling you we don't have the staffing to provide you. Somebody on our side needs to explain this better. This is not even being explained properly on Fox News because that's what's going on. It's amazing, isn't it? All right. We've got the stream back up, by the way. We'll be right back. Keep it tuned right here for everything live and local that you need to know throughout the day today. I know we'll be jumping off that because Mike's national. But then after that, I know, as Charlie was saying, that he will be keeping you up to date. Ticks to rate state park road trees everywhere down. Don't even try it. Private individuals are trying to clear as well as they can. Now, the ticks to rates, hey, Tira, Highway 14 at Stonebrook and Hartness blocked by trees and power lines. Now, the ticks to rates, oh my, severe flooding two streets below me, Tara. Creek River near Cherrydale has taken two streets of houses out. God help them. Oh, that's terrible. I was going to be amazed to see, you know, what the damage total is for the upstate. Let's check South Carolina. We still have 2.9 million customers with total there. 1.3 million with their power out. A lot of it in the western half of the state. You'd think it'd be on a coast, but it's not. Let's see how Greenville's doing right now. Of the 276,000 customers that there are in Greenville County, 250,000 are without power. So that's 250,000 out of 275,000 without power. It's a 90% outage rate as of the last update. So I think it's going to be a while before they get it, you know, get it in. I mean, at Spartanburg, 98.6% of customers there, no power right now. Let's jump over to see Pickens. Yeah, that Pickens is a little better. 69% of customers there with no power. That's 60,000 out of 86,000. So, yeah. And folks are telling me they're getting texts from their provider saying it could be a couple of days before the power comes back. That's not good. Texture rates, multiple trees down on Owens Road near Piedmont. Now the texture rates, dude up here in Winston-Salem riding a motorcycle in this mess on I-40. What a man. Okay, texture rates, ATR, I'm up near Table Rock. Rivers are out of the banks over some roads, and water is surrounding houses. Wow. Another texter asking about what's important. Is the Clemson game happening? I do not know. I actually just checked Bourbon and Bacon. There's no update on the website, so we'll see. Texter writes, Tara, Main Street of Spartanburg and Pine Street between Spartanburg and Pacolet are an absolute mess. Trees and power poles down in multiple places, blocking two and sometimes four lanes of traffic. Wow, trees and power poles. Yeah, it just be careful of the power lines. You know, it's really tempting to, you know, if you're home, you don't have anything else to do, take the kids, go for a walk in the neighborhood. But just be real. Be cognizant of the power lines. There's trees down everywhere. They take the power lines down with them. Just be aware of that if you're going to go out. Texter writes, where do I stream the Tara Show? Always 98.9 WORD is a great place to start. My Rumble Tara, my Rumble channel, Tara Servatius, and my Twitter feed at Tara Servatius, where I will be uploading the most insane things of the week. It looks like I'm going to be able to put that out. So tune in for that Battleground podcast. Should be up in a couple of hours. I'll talk to you then. Have a great weekend.